Yom Gedalia is on the third day of Tishrei, right after Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur is on the 10th of Tishrei, a week later. So the Shaila, the Achronim asked, I saw in the Mikrei Kodesh, or Zvi Pesach Frank, among other Svarim, is the following Shaila. Some is a Chola, some form of a Chola, and he can't fast twice within 10 days, whatever the case may be. So the scenario is that on Gimel Tishrei, Tzom Gedalia comes up first. So the Shaila is, if he fasts on Tzom Gedalia, he won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur. So the Shaila is, do I say, well, I take the first mitzvah possible, and then, as we'll see, and I don't have to worry about what happens after, or do I have to look at balance and balance Tzom Gedalia versus Yom Kippur and see that since Yom Kippur is a Daraisa, so then maybe you shouldn't fast on Tzom Gedalia. That's the Shaila among the Achronim, whether I should fast Tzom Gedalia and then have to eat on Yom Kippur or eat on Tzom Gedalia and fast on Yom Kippur. Even though it's a major discussion, more academically, I mean intuitively, as we'll see, everyone's gonna, not everyone is in this discussion, but the bottom line, perhaps we'll see that everyone, intuitively, people feel that you're gonna eat on Tzom Gedalia and fast on Yom Kippur. Let's discuss the topic in different ways. So the Esho Avram discusses it, others. So the first way the Mefarshim discuss it is they want to tie it into another famous dispute between the Chacham Svi and the Radvaz. What was the case? Or you have different variations of the case. That summons in jail and the warden says, I'll give you a freebie. One day I'll give you over the next month, whatever it might be, 2 months, 3 months, week. I'll give you a get out of jail free. So the Shaila is, should he go tomorrow? Should he go today to Minyan or whatever the day happens to be? Or let's say, should he wait? Rosh Hashanah is coming up. I can hear shofar. So should I wait 2 weeks for Rosh Hashanah or should I just go to my first opportunity? So, some Achronim, right, that Ein Ma'avir in Ala Mitzvahs, we can't pass up a mitzvah, and therefore, you take the first opportunity. Who knows, maybe the warden will change his mind, maybe, you know, which we'll take into account also. It depends how serious the warden is in that scenario. Let's take the warden at face value, that he'll do keep to it. So, nevertheless, they say that you should take the first possible day. So, if that's the case, then you should fast on Tzom Gedalia, because who knows what's going to happen on Yom Kippur. And the Chacham Svi disagrees and says, what do you mean? What do you mean you don't take Ein Ma'avir in Ala Mitzvahs? It's not true. We have a Gemara in Tzvachim, other places. And then in the Mefarshim talking about the concept of Tadir v'she'inu Tadir Tadir Kodem. If you have something which is frequent versus less frequent, so the Tadir wins. Or you have Makudish v'einu Makudish. So they discuss the Shiloh where, let's say someone right now could bring a Karban Musaf. But if he brings a Karban Musaf, he won't be able to bring a Karban Tumbi the next day. So the Gemara goes to whether Tadir v'sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem or Makudish beats Tadir. But the Chacham Svi points out, what's the Shaila? Ein Ma'avir in Ala Mitzvahs. Like, if the Karban Musaf is today and the Karban Tumid tomorrow, like, what's the Shaila? Therefore, the Chacham Svi rejects the Radvaz. The Radvaz is she to do the first mitzvah that comes your way. And Chacham Svi says, no, you got to weigh the mitzvahs in front of you. If you have a mitzvah d'oraisa coming a week later, then versus a minig or a d'rabbanan, then of course you wait. So someone to connect that the machok is Radvaz, according to Radvaz, you'd fast on Tzom Gedalia, and according to the Chagam Svi, no, you'd eat on Tzom Gedalia in order to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. Others say, though, it's nothing to do with that issue, it's a different issue. There's another famous machok is Ramban Bal Amor by Mila. We know back in the days of the Talmud, they used to heat up water for safety reasons, for infections, that we used to cook water in order that to put on the baby ben mufnei abila ben la'aka, before and after. So what did you do? So the Baal HaMor says, so there's a discussion, what happens if the water spills after you did the mila? So of course you go ahead and warm up the water because it's pikuach nefesh. But what happens if the water spilled before the Brit Milah? Or you know beforehand you only have enough water that you're not going to have after. So could I go ahead and do the Brit Milah knowing that I'm going to have to go heat up hot water? So the Ramban writes, so you do, right now I could do my mitzvah milah. I go ahead and do the mila, and then let the cards fall where they may. If I have to heat up hot water, I will. I'm an honest. And the Baal HaMor says, no, you have to be a Ezu Achacham Aroes HaNolad. If you know this is going to happen, so therefore, you should wait and not do the mila until Sunday. So someone to point out, so perhaps so according to the Ramban, then one might argue, Ein lecha mitzvah l'shaita, therefore you go ahead and do and eat and fast on Tzom Gedalia. According to the Baal HaMor, you'd wait for Yom Kippur. Others point out that that's the Gemara as well with the boat ride, that you can't take go on a ship 3 days before Shabbos. I mean, we'll see, good bar mitzvah might be different. But it's a discussion whether Thursday counts, or is Thursday day one, or it's Wednesday. And the issue is that it might be Goreim Chilul Shabbos. So that's what the discussion is here. So they're talking about 3 days. Here, eating on Tzom Gedalia, fasting on Tzom Gedalia, I don't have to worry about something. Just like I don't have to wait, I don't have to worry about a Monday and Tuesday that it might be Goreim Chilul Shabbos. So too, I shouldn't have to worry about Yom Kippur, which is a week away from Tzom Gedalia. So that's what those would claim, who says to eat on Tzom Gedalia. I say, no, you got to wait, and Yom Kippur is much more important. And they say over, I think, in the name of the Briska Rav, that no, that if you're a Choleh, that you can't fast on Tzom Gedalia and fast on Yom Kippur, so you're a Choleh. And therefore, you putter, so according to the Briska Rav, then you have a din choleh and you putter from fasting on Tzom Gedalia. It's like the story with the Briska Rav, someone spoke to him about fasting and he told him he was exempt. And he went ahead and whatever, he fasted anyway. So the Briska Rav happened to be in his shul and he told him, don't give him an aliyah. So he went over to the Briska Rav and said, no, I did fast. He said, no, maybe you didn't eat, but you don't have a din of someone who is misana, because since you were putter. So similar here, he said, you just fast on Yom, you eat on Tzom Gedalia, you putter, and then you fast on Yom Kippur. And as well, the Mefarshim point out that, and even if you had a machol gazem, bizman hazeh could be a whole different shaila, because as the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, that originally all the four fasts were midivrei Kabbalah. All the 4 days were from midivrei Kabbalah. And it's bad as yet. The Gemara goes through. His mancha based on Mikdash Kayan, they were. It's a simcha. But when there's religious persecution, no based on Mikdash, it's a tainis. But now it's Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Einim Misanim, except for Tisha B'av. Because Shani Tisha B'av Shuk B'lo Tzara. So the point being is, though, maybe when Tzom Gedalia was made Divrei Kabbalah, so then you could weigh Tzom Gedalia versus Yom Kippur. Even then it might be difficult, but at least you could discuss it. Because Divrei Kabbalah, could Divrei Torah Dami. But Bizman HaZed, it's only a minig. We don't kind of minig it. It's not Ratzu Mitzayim anymore. So therefore, they would say you would eat on Tzom Gedalia. I think that would be the consensus view and the one that's more intuitive, that one should eat on Tzom Gedalia so they should be able to fast on Yom Kippur, which is the only biblical fast day we have.